There she is, ladies and gentlemen. Diana Dykstra at the Reach Conference.
Yep.
Yes, in Hollywood.
I know. Did you see my star on the Walk of Fame?
I did.
Oh, I
did.
Didn't.
Oh. I thought that was your name. I said Diana. I went, oh,
it's
Tommy
her.
Yeah,
it could be Diana Ross.
I was thinking I could do that. You could. And they had American Idol here.
I was wondering
if you were upstairs trying out. So.
You know, I learned at an early age that I cannot carry a tune. But I do great karaoke. Lip syncing, not karaoke.
I'm the same boat. Have you ever heard of people that are musically inclined?
Yeah, you're the...
I'm musically declined. Yes.
I'm with you.
I'm like lost.
I took piano lessons for 7 years.
Oh, good.
And my piano teacher says, can't you hear the beat? And I said, that's exactly what I'm doing. It wasn't.
And the next thing you know, you're leading a credit union league.
I know.
Well, at least
I don't have to play the piano or sing.
There you go. We're good. There you go. We're good here. All right. Well, I'm glad you're in a great mood. You're always in a good mood. What am I talking about? You're always having fun, and you're always doing some great things here at the conference. And speaking of the conference, how's it going?
It's going great. We're having
a great time.
Everybody's, the breakout sessions are marvelous. The keynotes are little freak me out, right?
Oh.
When you got people talking about AI and the robots are going to take over the world. I got a little panicked, but I'm calming down a bit.
Really? I missed that one.
Oh, it was scary. I loved the magician, and he made me mad because I was sure I could find all of the tricks, and I couldn't find one.
Oh, man.
But he was amazing.
Okay.
Did you see him bending light?
No, I'm in here doing my job. I'm in here interviewing people.
Oh, my goodness.
That's the only bad thing about this. That's the only negative. I miss a lot of the sessions. But I get to talk to cool people like you, though.
Well, thank you.
That's the bonus. Yes.
All right.
That's what I live for. All right. So what are some expectations for this conference, or what do you want folks to learn here and take back to their credit unions?
Well, Reach is always about pushing the limits of the things that we understand or the things we don't understand. Now, the world's changing, and it's not, I'm older than you, and in the old days, things didn't move very fast. And today, things are just exponentially
crazy. Mm-hmm.
And so Reach is really to challenge us to think about those things that are coming at us that we probably don't even recognize will impact credit unions,
but
they will.
Right.
You know, so that's really why the name of the conference is Reach. It's always about...
I was going to ask you.
We want you to reach deep and really think about the impacts of credit unions to what's going on in the world.
Okay. Yeah. So what highlights have stood out for you besides the magician and the AI guy?
The keynotes have just been phenomenal. Mm-hmm. They're smart. They're engaging. Half the time I'm thinking, do I really understand this? Or maybe it's I don't want to understand it, so I'm pretending I don't. It's been very thought-provoking. Mm-hmm. And the team here does such a remarkable job bringing in these speakers that we wouldn't normally get in the credit union space.
Right.
You know, the Economist this morning talking about where the economy was going.
Mm-hmm.
We've got the AI and the digital transformation. And those are words we bounce around all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But to listen to people talk about how to apply it and how it's going to apply to us is fascinating and invaluable.
It's reality. You know, you're bringing it to reality.
Yeah.
Like, again, you say we talk about it until we're blue in the face, but then we come here and you physically address it, you know, and you talk, and then you come into sessions like this in a breakout or a break session, and you talk about it.
Yeah.
And you're like, hey, what's working at your credit union? What's not working? That's the beauty of this
type
of
stuff. Yeah, and that's what's really nice. It's great to watch people getting together. Hey, did you hear this and do that? Well, we're going to do this, and oh my gosh, I never thought about X.
Right. Yeah. Did you go into the disaster preparedness
one?
I did not go into the disaster preparedness one,
and I wished I had, but I knew it was going to a packed room.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you know, but today a huge fire just broke out.
John said that,
so he's dealing here, talking about disaster recovery, and there's a huge fire.
The timing
up there.
Of it.
You know, I won't say I was fortunate. I've been engaged in the fires here in California, and 10 days after the Redwood Fire or the Santa Rosa Fire went out, it was devastating to see what happened. And then when you see what Brett did for the community and raising that money and changing people's lives, it's just remarkable. And John Cassidy has done that the same, whether it's been in Yuba City or up in the Reading area. Credit unions just responded in a remarkable way. And the sad part is that we have so many of these natural disasters today that we have to have a plan, but it's so great that we had great leaders help us figure out how to plan for this.
It seems like this is kind of the new norm, you know? It seems like there's something big every year, either a hurricane on the East Coast,
I know,
or a fire out here, or a flood in the Midwest or something.
It's
like,
just
what's
crazy.
Going on? What is going on? I was just at
There's
Reach.
No global warming.
No.
No, I don't think so. It's November and it's 80 degrees here.
Well, that's LA. You know?
Not always. We get rain sometimes.
Sometimes. I like how they're handing out umbrellas.
Yeah, yeah.
For as the kind of the giveaway type things. So I'm like, all right. I'll use this in February, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Or when I go to the GAC.
That's what I saved mine for.
That's planning ahead. Talk about planning. All right. So, what's the buzz that you're hearing in the hallways here? Because I see you talking to a whole bunch of people here. What's the buzz? Any trends or anything like that? That
I don't
have
know
captured
that
your...
I see trends. What I'm hearing is a lot of excitement, a lot of aha. Mm-hmm. Gee, that was great. I didn't know. I never thought. Mm-hmm. So it really is this buzz. And I keep trying to say it's about the collaboration and the mixing of minds of different credit unions, different kind of people, mm-hmm. different backgrounds. And they're standing around and they're talking about the stuff they hear, mm-hmm. which is fabulous because that's what makes us great.
Yep, yep. And I want one more question for you. I want to get your perspective because you have an interesting perspective from the credit union perspective and from the league perspective. The Open Your Eyes campaign. I want to get your perspective on that because, I mean, this is something, to my knowledge, that hasn't been done before on a national scale. And so we had Teresa Freeborn in here earlier talking about it, but I want to get your take on it.
I have to go after Teresa and talk about Open Your Eyes.
Sorry, it was an impromptu interview.
It's all right. It's all right. You know, credit unions are the best kept secret in the world, and we know that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've had 5%, 6% market share forever. And what CUNA has done is extremely important. This is a research-based awareness campaign.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And when you think about it, people don't know, and they don't know, that they can join a credit union. My daughter, I'm a credit union person. She moved to Pasadena, and she goes, there's not a credit union here I can join. And it's like,
what?
Yes, there are. But they don't know where the access is. And this is going to raise awareness and bust the myths that mm-hmm. I can't join, they're too small, mm-hmm. there's new access.
Yeah.
And then all of us will benefit from that increase of consumer knowledge. So I'm very, very excited about it. The media plan or the media clips that we saw yesterday were awesome. I especially like the cat riding on a Roomba. And I can't even remember what it was, but I remembered Open Your Eyes and the cat on the Roomba. And it was like, are you lost in the financial?
That's awesome. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. So I'm really, really excited. And it's so important that the credit union movement come together and support it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and what do we say? John Kennedy said, a rising tide lifts all boats.
Yep, indeed.
And we
indeed.
Can do
that's
this.
Us.
Yeah.
That's us.
Yeah.
I think that's a great message to end on.
Well,
Diana,
thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you so
nice
much,
to
as
see
always.
You.
One of my favorite people on the planet, Diana Dykstra. Thank
Thanks.
You so much for taking time out. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Enjoy the rest of the show.
I will. Can I take my shoes off now?
You can.
Oh, good.
I'm going to do the same.